Oh, this second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And here's Story Hill.
Every day's a competition. The guy I work for is crazy. Blew out his back, left an V8 engine by himself. Still, I'd take you in any competition. Boy, I'm twice your age, and I'd take you still. But you don't want to work for your money. You don't want to pay your own bills. Just crank your music and stare at the ceiling. Take out your aggression on the hill. Last summer was the sandy hair. Girl selling grilled cheese in the parking lot. Try it with Tabasco, it's killer and it's only 5 extra cents. So you rode for a while in the back of her bus, and you stole her skeleton stickers and left the tour and moved in with me, and you never did the dishes. Your mom called your mobile from the hot tub in the basement you grew up in. John's got a job selling celebrities' houses on the island. And your dad says you better get back here when the lifts close and learn some things from your brother. But you don't want to learn from your brother. You don't want to pay your own bills. Crank your music and stare at the ceiling. Take out your aggression on the hill. You don't understand, and you never will. Joe, you know you left without paying your half of the heating bill. Chill out, man, I'll send you a check when I get home, if I ever do. Man, Nebraska's the longest damn state in the Union, and only Iowa to look forward to. That's the last anyone heard from you, till a ranger found an empty body with your board and backpack halfway up a mountain, way up in
one and all, to you I'll lend an ear. To a simple tale of stirring love I mean to let you hear. And it's all for those of whom I speak, to you I shall not tell. For all around Sweet Market Hill, most people know them well. It being on a cool September's eve, the corn was golden crown. A gentle breeze rushed through the trees, a dim glow all around. And it's there I met a maiden fair, as she held her true love's hand. And in an instant she cried out, "Alas, I understand that you're in love with another maid, far prettier, far than I." But oh, the love shines brilliant in your eye. And it's so to think that you'd be false, that you'd be dimmed my eye. And with a parting kiss, alas, to you I'll say goodbye. Oh, stay, the young man cried, from you I shall not go. You say I love another lass, indeed that is not so. For had I Gosford's castle fair, or all the lands in view, From Money Bracken to Rich Hill, there's none I'd wed but you. So he threw his arms around her neck and kissed her tenderly, till a cloud above fair Gosford's heights I could no longer see. So I turned myself toward Rich Hill and sang a sweet refrain of a pair I left in fond embrace near Gosford's fair domain. Come, all you jolly fellows, come listen to my song. It's all about the Pinery boys and how they get along. They're the jolliest lot of fellows, so merrily and fine. They will spend their pleasant winter months in cutting down the pine. Some would leave their friends and homes, and others they do love dear. And into the lonesome pine woods their pathway they do steer. Into the lonesome pine woods all winter to remain, awaiting for the springtime to return again. Springtime comes, oh glad will be its day. Some return to friends and homes while others go astray. The sawyers and the choppers, they lay their timber low. The swampers and the teamsters, they haul it to and fro. Next come the loaders before the break of day. Load up your sleighs 5,000 feet, to the river haste away. Noontime rolls around, our foreman loudly screams, lay down your tools, me boys, and we'll haste to pork and beans. We arrive at the shanty, the splashing then begins, the rattling of the water pails, the banging of the tins. In the middle of the splashing, our cook for dinner does cry. We all arise and go, for we hate to lose our pie. Dinner being over, we into the shanty go. We all light up our pipes and smoke till everything looks blue. It's time for the woods, me boys, our foreman he does say. We all gather up our hats and caps, to the woods we'll haste away. We all go out with a welcome heart and a well-contented mind, for the wintry winds blow cold among the waving pine. The ringing of saws and axes until the sun goes down. Lay down your tools, me boys, for the shanty we are bound. We arrive at the shanty with cold and wet feet. Take off our overboots and packs, it's supper we must eat. Supper being ready, we all arise and go, for it ain't the style of a lumberjack to lose his hash, you know. At 3 o'clock in the morning, our bold cook loudly shouts, roll out, you teamsters, it's time that you were out. The teamsters, they get up in a frightened, manful way. Oh, where's my boots? Oh, where's my pack? My rubbers have gone astray. The other men, they then get up, their packs they cannot find, and they lay it to the teamsters, and they curse them till they're blind. Oh, springtime comes, oh, glad will be its day. Lay down your tools, me boys, and we'll haste to break away. The floating ice is over, and business now destroyed. 300 able-bodied men are wanted on the Pelican Drive.
Headed for higher ground. You I said it, now you know.
I don't know how far I'll go. You know me, I've got no self-control. Here's hoping tonight you're home.
Story Hill. They're sort of like a sophisticated version of the Milk Carton Kids. They are. Story Hill. Like this. This is their first album. They have a couple more. And I should get them because they're good albums. And in there also the great Sarah Gray. We heard some very early Sarah Gray, who lived in Scotland for a long time, came back here to the States. And she comes out to the Northwest occasionally and does gigs. Sarah Gray, she's pretty cool. And she really is the real deal when it comes to the older folk music, the traditional folk. But she's very good at putting it into sort of a contemporary setting, and she is like one of these preservationists. Sarah Gray. All righty, where are we at here? Gene Redpath. This is when Gene Redpath first got to the United States from Scotland. She went on to, she did some albums on Prestige Records, and she did some on Elektra. And later on, they came out with a CD called First Flight, which is sort of a compilation of some of those songs from Prestige and Elektra. This was when she was very, very, very young, the late Gene Redpath. She died last summer. And this one, her voice isn't nearly as strong as it is on some of the Philo albums, but it's very light and very delicate and very, very Scottish. Oh, my goodness. First Flight, Gene Redpath, the Plowboy O.
Come saddle to me, mauld grey mare, saddle to me, my pony, O. I'll tak the road and I'll gan for a wa wi the roving plowboy o, plowboy o, plowboy o, I'll follow the roving plowboy o. Last night I lay in a fine feather bed, sheets and blankets a cozy o. The necht am and lie in a cold barn shed, round in the arms o' my plowboy o, plowboy o, plowboy o, I'll follow the roving plowboy o. He's a champion plowboy, my Geordie lad, cups and medals and prizes o. In bonny different side there's nane can compare with my jolly rolling plowboy o, plowboy o, plowboy o, I'll follow the rolling plowboy o. Say fare ye weel, old Huntly toon, fare ye weel, Drumdelgy o, for now I'm on the road and I'm gone for a while. Awa wi the roving plowboy o, plowboy o, plowboy o, I'll follow the roving plowboy o.
Now, wasn't that a nice track? Called The Mountain Hermitage. From the Magical Strings Fairy Wind album, it's their latest album. That was written when he was in a cabin in Colorado that had been owned by his mom right after she passed away, Philip Boulding. And he found a dulcimer that he had made for her, and it was still in tune. And he played this medley of tunes, just sort of cropped up. The Magical Strings, Pam and Phil Boulding, Brittany Boulding on the violin and the viola. I remember when Brittany was just a little kid. The Magical Strings, who basically sort of set up this whole hammer dulcimer harp thing, and Philip Boulding builds them, and Pam and Philip play them, and Philip Boulding can play just about everything, and they have done many, many albums. I think this is like their 13th or something like that. It's way up there. And they have been all around Ireland, and they have seen what they want to see in Ireland, and which is a lot. And they have come back with some wonderfully, wonderfully impressionistic tunes. And that's how they do it, the Magical Strings. They do those Christmas shows every year. And for a while, they brought the whole family. They have twins. What are their names? Morgan and I can't think of the other one. Marshall. Morgan and Marshall and Brittany and Jeffrey and just all kinds of children that they've had. And for a while, they were the whole huge Magical Strings family. And still they do family get-togethers and do shows. The Magical Strings. And they're pretty amazing. Gene Redpath before that. The Plowboy, the Rovin' Plowboy. Oh, here's another one from Gene Redpath.
Oh, when first day the tune I come for to stop, I started up in business in my side street shop. To the kirk every Sunday I get twice as a rule, and counted the collection for the Sunday school. For my greatest ambition it was, you see, to tell a wee bit story at a kirk soiree. My chance came at last, but Lord preserve us, I couldn't say a word, for I felt that nervous. I thought upon a limerick, and I thought upon a riddle. I started on a story, but I stopped it in the middle, for the story I had started, it was not, you see, the kind you can tell at a kirk soiree. After that evening, men would stop for the finish of my story in my side street shop. My business grew so rapidly, and so did my renown, that soon I was elected for the council of the town. And they made me the convener of the sewerage committee for the story I had started at the kirk soiree. When I became a magistrate, promotion proved my ruin, for the first time that I sat upon the bench was my undoing. For objectionable conduct I'd to try a friend of mine and gie him 7 days without the option of a fine. For telling to a bobby, a staunch wee free, the story I had started at the kirk soiree. So I retired from public life, a disappointed man, with my mouth all twisted, telling stories in a hand my hand. Now many years have passed since fortune gave me such a knock, but just the other evening I received an awful shock. For the minister's flapper daughter at her father's jubilee told the story I had started at the kirk soiree.
Thank you. Quoth I, my bird, my bonny, bonny bird, is that a song ye borrow? Or is some words ye've learned by rote, a lull to dule and so? On hills that are by recht his ain, he roves a lonely stranger. On every side he's pressed by want, on every hand by danger. Yes, treen I met him in a glen, my heart near bursted fairly, for sadly changed indeed was he. Always me for Prince Charlie. Dark night come on.
tempest roared, loud o'er the hills and valleys. And what was that your prince lay down? Was him should have been a palace. Covered him but sparely, and slept beneath a bush of broom. Oh, is me for Prince Charlie.
Thank you.
Philip Boulding on the hammer dulcimer there. Galloping Gertie. Galloping Gertie was the first bridge across the Tacoma Narrows. And in 1940, it was a case of harmonic vibration where everything was just right. And the wind and the whole thing was the bridge kind of swung a lot anyway. And basically it was harmonic vibration. And basically just the whole bridge just sank. It just broke. It just, yeah. And that kind of thing can happen. What do they call it there? They call it kind of sympathetic vibration, where for no reason at all, whole structures can just fall apart. And also caught in the rain. And they were caught in the rain. It came clear on the way back across the island. We've all been caught in the rain. That was pretty good. He did some neat stuff on the hammer dulcimer there. Phil Boulding did. This is from the Magical Strings album, Fairy Wind. We also heard the title cut on that. And then we heard Jean Redpath, the Kirk Soiree, and Wah Was I for Charlie. Wonderful. Boy, she sang that so emotional. She sang it so emotional, we had to record it twice because I thought the thing was over. And you won't hear that in this show. But, wow. That's early, early Jean Redpath. And she just got better and better from that point. Alrighty. Mm-hmm. Here's the group Gaberlunzie, the Wallace.
They hung Wallace high on the gallows, and they cut him down ere he was dead. And as he choked, the Queen jeered him for daring to cross English Ted. His heart and his liver were savaged as Her Majesty watched the glad scene. His head was cut off, he was quartered. 'Twas an afternoon fit for a queen. They murdered the Wallace for treason. His body has long since decayed, but no English crown can destroy him, for Wallace is with us today. Aye, Wallace is with us today. He took up his sword against England, the cowardly Sassenach ran. He beat them at Falkirk and Stirling, and he burned them like rats from our land. King Edward of England was raging that Scotland was free once again. The Scottish Republican army had wiped out his best fighting men. They murdered the Wallace for treason. His body has long since decayed, but no English crown can destroy him, for Wallace is with us today. Aye, Wallace is with us today. William the Wallace fought bravely. No Englishman could him defeat, but English gold bought Scottish quislings, and he was betrayed by Menteith. With a crown made of thorns he was tortured for setting his own country free. How am I a traitor, cried Wallace, when England is foreign to me? They murdered the Wallace for treason. His body has long since decayed, but no English crown can destroy him, for Wallace is with us today. Aye, Wallace is with us today. In Edinburgh, Stirling and Falkirk, from Inverness to Ellerslie, his spirit is calling for justice and commands us to set ourselves free. So when once again we do battle, let the broadswords and English bows hum with the fear of betrayal to the Saxon. Let them come, let them come, let them come. They murdered the Wallace for treason. His body has long since decayed,
but no English crown can destroy him. For Wallace is with us today. Aye, Wallace is with us today. Aye, Wallace is with us today.
Thank you.
Oh, the Battlefield Band from their album Zama Zama. This is an album that has a lot of international themes to it. Fishing and mining and all kinds of stuff like that. The Battlefield Band. Zama Zama. That was one of Alan Reed's last recording efforts with the Battlefield Band. I think he had like one more after that. And then he left the band and he's on his own now with another fella, and they do a duo thing. Alan Reed, who kind of hung up the Battlefield Band. He was the last of the original Battlefield Banders to do his thing. Gabber Lunsey there as well with the Wallace and the Margaret Waltz medley. Zama Zama, the Battlefield Band. Oh my goodness me. Alrighty, well, we're going to be back with some Bob Weir from his solo album. And that's going to happen after the calendar. And yeah. And so we're going to take a little bit of a break and come back with the calendar and all kinds of cool stuff. So you just hang on because it's all happening. Alrighty. Assistant producer Eun Jiang Shin doing the playlists and making the show work and setting everything up and letting me know about times and all kinds of cool things. Email me at dasindaniel, M-A-H-E-R, W-S-U.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047. It's 509-332-5047. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming back for lots more stuff. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now.